Blog Talk Radio.
Bit and bridle, as they will not
come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. I read to you Psalm in its entirety, Psalm 32. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, and look up when you say your prayer. You say your prayer with me. Say your own prayer as well as I will say a prayer. Just look up to heaven. Our Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer with thanksgiving in my heart and mind. Thank you for your continual and divine protection from natural disasters in Detroit, Michigan, and from all hurt, harm, death, danger, seen and unseen, as well as sickness. Also, Father, I pray that our flight does not be on the Sabbath or in winter. Father God, I pray and I thank you for prosperity in all things, along with giving us sane mind, good health. In your son's name, amen. Welcome. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Keep this day holy, for it is a commandment from God. It's the fourth commandment. The Sabbath day runs from sunset Friday to Saturday sunset today. I want you all to remember to vote this Tuesday, November the 6th. In some places in the United States, you can vote early. So if you have the opportunity to vote early, do so. I want you all to have your notepad or paper with you, your pen or pencil. I might say something or read something that you might want to remember later. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to turn today to 1 Peter. That's where I'll be reading. However, before I start reading 1 Peter, I have notes from the book of James. We finished reading the book of James last week. So I want you to remember these things, that you are going to have trials, and especially when you join a church. You count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith, this is why you're having trials, and that will produce patience. Wisdom. If you lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it to you. Wisdom is the ability to understand as well as the ability to learn. And don't be double-minded. A double-minded person is like an unstable person. He'll say to you, okay, I won't do this. And then he'll come back and say to me, yeah, let's do this, that, and the other. You know, he unstable. He'll ask for something, but he doesn't believe that it's going to happen. So no, whenever you ask God for something, believe and know that it's not going to happen. We are to be, according to James, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger or wrath. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. For an example, I was told to feed my sheep in a dream. For years I did not do it, but now Blog Talk Radio has helped me to become obedient. Now I am a doer of the word. Beware of favoritism. don't show favoritism to the person who comes around you or into your temple or synagogue who has on nice clothes and fine jewelry, where when a person who comes in poorly dressed, bad clothing, you sit them in the same place, set them next to each other. Do not show favoritism. Without faith, your work is dead. If a sister or brother comes in naked or they are destitute for daily food, and you tell them to go away and be full and warm, that's not what you're supposed to do. If you have clothing, give them clothing. If you have food, give them food. And the tongue, try to tame your tongue. Sometimes we'll say things that we cannot take back. So let's try to control our tongue. And if you ask and you do not receive, that's because you ask amiss, according to James. And when you ask amiss, he says that you're asking amiss because you want to spend it on your pleasures. And that's true. And last, one of the big things that I remember is if you stumble in one law, then you're guilty of stumbling in all. And I remember saying that if the church doesn't keep the fourth commandment, then they are stumbling and causing others that attend that church who are really seeking God. And I know that churches that are open on Sundays, many of those people are really seeking God. But by being open on Sundays, in my view, you're causing that person or the people to stumble. Go back and read the Ten Commandments. It says to keep the Sabbath day holy. If you don't know what the Sabbath day is, it's a Saturday. That's the seventh day. This day, keep it holy. And lastly, I want to say that the rich oppressors will be judged. So get ready to weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you, you rich folks who have oppressed folks. And I'm one of the oppressed. You have oppressed me. So get ready. Now, let's start reading from the book of Peter, 1 Peter, in chapter 1. It says, greetings to all elect. And that's, says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims. A pilgrim is a person who travels from one place to another. That's like, or it's a traveler. And it's to the dispersion, those people who went to a place called Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification. Sanctification, that means to make holy, of the Spirit for obedience and speaking of and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercies have begotten us again to the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Incorruptible means not corrupt, or it's honest. honesty. And undefiled means free from stain or blemish, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven forever, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. And salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though you now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, though you now do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with an inexpressible, that strong feelings, and full of glory. Receive the end of your faith. Let me start verse 9 again. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Of this salvation, the prophets have required and searched diligently to prophesy of the grace that would come to you. Searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicated when he testified beforehand by the suffering of Jesus Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel or the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Wow, that's deep. Things that angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust and of ignorance, and ignorance that is the lack of knowledge. Let's see, I left where I found where I left off. To your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you can, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality or favoritism judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your short journey, that's your temporary stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible. And corruptible, that means dishonest or bad or immoral things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last times for you, who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you are purified, let me start over verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently, that's passionately, with great emotion, with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fail, and its flowers falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Now, we're about to start reading chapter 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice, and malice is ill will or desire to do evil, all guile, that is cunning or trickery, deception, hypocrisy, that is pretending or pretense, envy, that's being jealous or grudging someone, and all evil speaking. As newborn babes desires the pure milk of the word that may grow thereby. Indeed, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, or the Lord is good. Coming to him as to the living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, and precious, you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offering of spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable, they speak. Let me start verse 12 again. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. But this is the will of God, that by doing good you may be put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. I'm going to stop here and, well, let me finish reading here. Verse 16. As free, yet not using your liberty as a cloak. As a cloak, that means to do something that's immoral or wicked behavior or vice, but as servants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. I'm going to stop right here, and we'll start at verse 18 next time. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for protecting us from the evil one, especially your protection from natural disasters here in Detroit and Michigan, as well as in other places where my people, my blood kin are related. But I should say all people are related. Thank you, Father, for leading us not into temptation, but delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In your Son's name, amen. Remember to take our Heavenly Father, God, along with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will talk with you next time.
Wisdom will be Jesus.